There's going to be a day at the Great White Throne Judgment in which every single human being who has rejected God, rejected the ways of God, who've lived in their autonomous, you know, rejection of a creator, of redeemer, who's lived under the Luciferian lie of self-deification and the glorification of self. There'll be a day in which all of this shall be judged. All of this shall be dealt with. Yes, even on the dark side of military. The Nazis, Hitler, all of it, we understand that. But in U.S. military, black ops, secret projects. I'm talking about today, G.H. Estabrooks. I mean, we could list Gottlieb. Maybe I'll do something separate on him. And Dr. Orne and Dr. West and Cameron and all the others, Dr. Green and all those who've been used there in the late 40s and 50s and 60s, all the way into the 70s, in the testing and research of human subjects in the area of mind control, in the area of brainwashing, in the area of transmuting a human being, in the context of creating super soldiers and others. G.H. Estabrooks, in his book Hypnotism. Listen, we need to go back sometimes to the source of some of these individuals. Yes, the CIA was infiltrated. Yes, they had no ability to block the satanic, the Luciferian spirit that came along with the Nazi doctors when the OSS and others brought them in through Project Paperclip. But all of that is nothing. See, we're talking about stuff that is 60 years old. We don't realize that that we're looking at old material and old stuff. We're not realizing that they've advanced their technology and that they're continuing their stuff. But it doesn't make any difference. Wherever they try to hide, wherever they try to, you know, it doesn't make any difference if it's in the depths of Cheyenne Mountain, Old Greenbrier, down at Ravenswood, Raven's Tower. It doesn't make any difference, Area 51 and some of the other underground places, SRI, Stanford, others. It doesn't make any difference. It doesn't make any difference where they've done their stuff in secrecy, because there will be a day in which all the secrets of men's hearts and all the things that they've done will be brought up before the God of heaven. Hebrews chapter, listen, you can read it for yourself, chapter 4, verse 13, that nothing in all creation is hidden from God's sight. Everything is uncovered and laid bare before the eyes of him to whom we must give account. To whom we will give account. Everything has been laid bare. So it doesn't make any difference whether, you know, somebody passes this on to some of the people that knew Estabrooks or Gottlieb or any of the rest. Some of those who've lived in the succession, the lines of this elitist scientist, the elitist science that came about, the dark science, the dark technology. The dark technology is what Revelation 19:19 is all about. You do not understand, you know, the secret power of lawlessness behind the scenes. You don't realize the depth of what you have been influenced with, the technology and the source, the ideas and the ideology that has flowed. Why do you think that you've had to keep it in total secrecy? Why is it black ops? Why did Jesse Helms, why did they shred and burn and get rid of all the evidence of MKUltra and seek to just hide all of the materials? And while they did that, of course, shifting over to other projects and other places and diverting the trillions of dollars. Well, all of that is for the books like Journey into Madness and Project Bluebird and CIA doctors, and you can read all of it in John Marx's The Manchurian Candidate. All those materials are good to read, but I think sometimes it's good to go back all the way to those who have originated. So I know that a lot of the chosen ones, those who've come out of the projects, Monarch, and those who have been used in the military at Fort Bragg, PSYOPs, and many of the other places where this technology and the CIA and the DIA and the DOD and across the board, yes, the NSA has used it. Yes, many others have used it. And this is the issue for many of us. And what we need to realize, that most all of this information that we are reading from the Freedom of Information Act and getting all of this stuff and digging it up is 50 to 60 years old. That the projects have continued. They have gone to the left and to the right, to deeper levels of underground secrecy, and they have a covering. A covering, my friends. A super operative secret covering that covers the high crimes of human transmutation, human experimentation, and the development of the super soldiers and the people that will be bound to the coming man. I'm going to read to you some of the things that have come out of Estabrook's book that he wrote way back in the 40s. Now listen, this is being quoted from a book that has been published back in the 40s. The information that you're going to hear here is amazing, because when I went to a mind control conference in Richmond, Virginia, back in the early 90s, when Coy Dunn-Hammond was there, when Alan Shefton was there, when they showed us slides and spoke to us over those 2 days about CIA and Monarch and MKUltra and mind control, and they showed us all the materials, and they welcomed CIA operatives there in that meeting. They acknowledged in that place, and listen, it was packed with psychologists, psychiatrists, and those who deal with the victims of mind control. Those who are dealing with the issues of multiple personality disorder and dissociative identity disorder, and whatever they want to call it, whatever the DSM-4, whatever the American Psychological Association that once hailed Estabrooks and Cameron and so many others of these wicked and evil and unethical human experimentors. Let me say again, their crimes. I don't care if some of you who are in your 70s and 80s and you remember the days sitting down there in South Carolina, North Carolina, you know, you've been paid and bought and you've been placed in places and you know that you've got secrets. It doesn't make any difference. The vaults cannot be thick enough. The rooms cannot be deep enough, dark enough, you know, underground enough. Everything will be laid bare before the eyes of him to whom we must give account. And I am glad for that. So for those who were the perpetrators that get a hold of this, it is by the providence of God, and it is by the mercy of God, and by the grace of God that you're getting this today, that you might come clean before God and make things right now before God, before the end of time, your time. Your time, your day is coming. Payday someday. And may God visit you, and may God convict you, and may God speak to you, and may you understand this, of all the high crimes, and of all the evil, and of all the technology and science, and of all of the training and everything you've shared, and all of the information you've trained other doctors with, and military men with, and others with, and coven leaders with, if all of that has continued to spread and worsen. Some of you are just in the beginnings. You are initiates when it comes to the Luciferian presence, the Luciferian doctrine. If you don't understand Revelation 19:19 in the future and back it all the way up to the kind of ideas that have popped into your mind, the technology that came from the inspiration of seducing and seductive and deceptive demonic presence. A presence that you, by yourself, could never penetrate, could never understand. They were leaning over your shoulders. They were visiting you in your dreams. They were there inspiring the ideas as you wrote your science papers. They were there in the laboratories as they inspired, you know, your hands and inspired your brain. Because you had no aid from the Spirit of God. You had no aid from the living Christ, whose death and resurrection blasted apart the finality of evil. May I tell you something right now for the perpetrators? I pray to God that you will listen. I pray to God for your sake and your soul. Jesus said, what would it profit a man if he gains the whole world but loses his own soul? You are in danger of losing your soul. God does not will anyone, you know, to perish forever like that. Forever is forever. Forever is forever. Everlasting destruction. You can scoff at it. You can live as a skeptic, but you have nothing. You have nothing in your heart. You have nothing in your mind. You have no spiritual authority. You have only the deception that I pray that God would break through. From the ancient prophet Ezekiel, God speaks and says, I take no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but rather that they turn. In the book of James chapter 5, it tells us that mercy triumphs over judgment. And because of the mercy of God, your crimes, your sins, your decadent evil and wickedness can be forgiven at the feet of the living Christ. He and he alone holds your destiny, your forgiveness. He and he alone can demonstrate the contingencies of your future. So to the perpetrators who I know will get a hold of this, as God has led me, as God is my witness, as God is in heaven, and as God dwells in me, I tell you that your listening to this is a providential act of the mercy and the grace of God, that you may come clean, that you may get right with God now. Because, my friend, there is a day in which the great white throne judgment, there is nothing that Helms could have shredded or burned, or that any of you could have hidden anywhere. There is no vault deep enough, no double basement, no laboratory, no mountainous cavern that can hide. Time does not hide your crimes. The death of Mengele and all of the other German doctors, well, maybe some of them are still here in their late 80s and 90s. Maybe some of them have come over and you've held them as great science. Not before God. Your science is the platform of a Luciferian agenda. Estabrooks, in his book back in the late 40s on hypnotism, begins to lay foundations concerning so much of what you've done. Page 193. Hypnotism and warfare. Here's where some of the origins, and listen, some of you who are the chosen ones, some of you who have been chosen, to be these super warriors, to have your mind altered, to have personalities, built and layered on the inside, to have all this loop training and injected training and everything downloaded into your personalities along with other abilities. Maybe even the ancient blood, maybe in the genetics, the powers that have been sought for so long have been passed on down. You have no idea. Maybe you do as the chosen ones. Maybe you have more of an idea of it. They have sought to deceive you. They have lied to you. They have proclaimed that you're going to be their special warriors and special, individuals. Then why did they create suicide programming? Why have they lied to you that when you die, you'll just simply come out of that body and go into another one? That's a lie. That's a lie. Look at the lies, my God of heaven. Look at the lies that they have perpetrated over the years. It is time for the brave to rise and to expose what they have done. It is time for those who have been victims to be victims long enough to gain victory by embracing the living God of heaven and allowing him to heal you, deliver you, and transform, repair you, restore you, and bless you, and give you the love of God that you so desperately need in your lives. Let me just say this, in quoting, again and again I will quote from Estabrook's book, a little foundational book that reveals some of the secrets of the past that speak to victims and perpetrators and some of the projects that are ongoing to this very day. Page 193, the use of hypnotism in warfare represents the cloak and dagger idea at its best or worst. I think Estabrooks, in this chapter particularly, is confessing confessing, coming to the edge of confessing the ethical breaches, the sins, the wrong. He comes to the edge, but again and again in this chapter alone, he will justify his acts. He will justify these things, as you shall see. Page 194. Again, let's look at what he says concerning hypnotism, which is the precursor to the splitting of the human, you know, personality. And this is exactly what the earlier portions of the book, chapter 5 and others, talk about. Listen, multiple personality disorder, DID, that began to come out in the late 70s and then pour out into the 80s and pour out in the 90s into the millions of individuals. Do you know how many people have been experimented upon? Do you know how many, you know, military parents gave up their kids in the 50s to these science projects? You know, they've been given a whole line of lies concerning patriotism and the use of their children in special projects, that their child may become an advanced soldier, an advanced human being, a project of science. You parents who have done this have turned your children over to demonic, you know, scientists who use your kids like guinea pigs. That's why some of them died in the laboratories. Others who have lived a life of not knowing their identity, not knowing who they are, being used, triggered, assigned, activated. You know, some of the crimes they've done with their own hands, they have no idea. Some of the wicked things that have been done to them and that they have been programmed to do. Oh, my God of heaven, he knows it all. He knows everything that has been done to those victims, and he knows you parents who've given up your children, who've signed those papers. You know, you've signed those releases. You've come out of the Pentagon. You've come out of other places. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Many of you have gone through, what do they want to call that? They've gone through that portion that the doctors, the scientists, the psychologists use when releasing you out into the public, when your works were all over with, when your works were done. And all these agencies, this technology of just literally going into your mind and blocking all of the secrets, using hypnotism, using mind control, using the splitting, and literally speaking into the depths of those minds of men and women that came out of the military uses. And you've literally blocked them from ever remembering, you know, what they did, where they were, who they worked with. You think that by blocking those memories, by enabling minds to remember what was done, listen, you cannot block. All memory is recorded. The Word of God teaches that in those books, all of it is there. All of the reality is still there. You have not hidden your crimes. And their crimes, dear victims, have not been hidden at all. Let me read to you something again out of the book Hypnotism by Esther Brooks, published in the late 40s. Hypnotism in crime, either for the commission or solution of criminal acts, is very closely related to the possible use of hypnotism in warfare. Did you get that? Back then, they were learning the power of this. Oh, don't let their pride deceive you. They learned a lot of this from the Nazis. They're discussing right here, you know, Easterbrook is discussing right here the possible use of hypnotism in warfare. Quote, "The only possible way of determining whether or not a subject will commit a murder in hypnotism is literally to have him commit one." Did you hear that? To literally have him commit one. I'm telling you right now that much of what he's written here, he is hidden the factual stuff. He's trying to come to the surface and let you know this is exactly what the military was doing. This is exactly what we see them doing. Let me quote again. "A nation fighting with its back to the wall is not worried over the niceties of ethics." Well, you know what? If you're right with God, if you're seeking the hand of God, if you're asking the blessing of God, then you will have the power of God, the success of God, the blessing of God. You will not have to breach ethics and sin against God and desecrate the human mind and the human soul. It was the Nazi doctors who knew how to double. They knew how to play this game of living and doing such evil and wicked things and then leave that behind and come out of those laboratories and go home and play with their children and dance like Sidney Gottlieb. You know, he can go out and dance and have all kinds of other things going on in his life. But this man stands before God, now judged. And all that he has done will come out of the great white throne judgment. Some of you who know about it should speak it. Some of you who know about it should tell. You should bring the uncontested evidence to the surface now. Let me continue to quote on page 194. If hypnotism can be used to the advantage, we may rest assured that it will be so employed. That was the military commitment. Anything and everything, whether it's wicked, whether it's right, whether it's wrong, as long as it works, we'll use it. That's your damnation. You've aided and abetted the damnation of lives. You've picked up the very ethic that Nazi doctors themselves were living by, as they also sought to get anything, the advantage to use anything and everything possible in conquering the world and destroying humanity and eliminating the Jews. Look at the demonic, you know, ideology that flowed through their blood, flowed through their minds. We look at the high crimes and we expose those high crimes, but they've been done right here in the USA in the laboratories by men like Esterbrooks and Gottlieb and Dr. Orne and Cameron and Jolly West, and on and on and on the list can go. Notice what Esterbrook says again, quote, any accidents, and he's got that in quotes, any accidents which may occur during the experiments will simply be charged to profit and loss. A very trifling portion of that enormous wastage in human life, which is part and parcel of war. There is his damnable justification for the rape of the human mind, for the violent rape of the human mind. He chalks it up. He chalks up the human carnage as trifling, a trifling portion. Listen, victims, this is what your leaders believed. This is what your leaders, you know, had in their hearts and minds. This plays right into the Luciferian hand if you understand Luciferian doctrine and the Luciferian principle. A trifling portion, quote, of that enormous wastage in human life, which is part and parcel of war. Whose war? Whose war? Whose side? The angels of heaven who fight on behalf of God, the trillions of angels, do they have to use this technique? Do they use, you know, unethical, you know, technology? Do they use wickedness, high crimes, sin? Do they have to mind control one another? Absolutely not. They bear the power of God, the glory and honor of God, and you. In you, Mr. Soldier Man. And I'm not talking about good soul. I'm talking about those wicked leaders. I'm talking about those wicked leaders in their 60s and 70s and 80s. And those whom you've trained. Those who will get this. Those who will listen to this. Those who will hear this in many different ways. I have asked God to literally bring this to you, that you might be visited by God concerning the high crimes, that it might be dealt with now instead of later. Page 195, Esterbrooks again, a quote. One in every five adult humans can be thrown into the hypnotic trance, of which they will have no memory whatsoever when they awaken. From the military viewpoint, there are a few facts which are of great interest. Listen. This is quote again, Esther Brooks. Can this prospective subject, this individual, be hypnotized against his will? Well, the answer in the early 90s in Richmond, Virginia, with all the psychologists and all the psychiatrists and some of the leading people, globally leading people in mind control and understanding of hypnosis, hypnotherapists and others, they all agreed, yes, 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 yes. You can hypnotize individuals to do things against their will, to commit sexual acts, to kill, to rape, to maim, to shoot, to do anything that the operator gets them to do. And then when they come out of it from the post-hypnotic suggestion, they won't remember a thing. Their bodies could be used for pedophilia, bestiality. Their bodies can be used for the inhabitation of demonic presence in those research labs. Project Preserved Destiny. Take a read. Look what they have done. Look what they have done. A quote again in page 195. The operator, referring to the one that's hypnotizing the other, talks sleep to the subject, who eventually relaxes and goes into a trance, talking in his sleep and answering questions. But ultimately, again, as you read Esther Brooks in these chapters, and as you understand this, that it can be done with no memory coming back to the individual. You know, they can sit there and deny. Let me read again on page 196. This is quite simple, again, by the use of suggestion in the trance. Quote again. We tell the subject in hypnotism that on awakening he will have no remembrance of ever having been hypnotized. End of quote. That's what they were weaponizing this. And don't be fooled that many of these individuals use this technology for their own sexual pleasures. Many of these scientists, they weren't ethical individuals. They used the young girls back there in the 50s. They used them in the 60s and the 70s. And they're using them to this very day when they can put them in this trance or use their other personalities and physically rape them, physically, sexually do all kinds of things to them and cause them to do things also. And then, again, speaking to them that they will have no remembrance of anything that was done to them. Well, damned be your technology. Damned be your criminal acts. At the great white throne judgment, God shall rip open that can of worms, and all of your bloody mess shall come to the surface. And you will stammer and stutter and stand in absolute guilty silence before the king who once shed his blood even for you. Quote on page 196, but we must go even further than this. Once a person has become accustomed to hypnosis, has been repeatedly hypnotized, it becomes very easy for any operator to throw him into a trance. Susceptibility. And again, you know, hypnotherapists know this today, that you can simply by the click of a finger, by, you know, a specific spoken word, by a tapping of a pencil, you know, on the table, to throw that person who's been in trance so many times, again and again and again and again, throw them into that trance again. And use them for whatever else, again, you want to use them for. Again, we see that the evil and wicked in human hearts. Why hasn't this been used for good? Did you ever hypnotize somebody and have them go out and help people and feed the hungry? Have you ever used this to hypnotize individuals and tell them to go out and do good? Look where it's been. Look how it's been used for your criminal acts, for assassination, for your infiltration into places. Look how it's going to be used in the Black Awakening, in the rise of the Satanic Super Soldiers, in the vast, massive, bloody chaos that shall be a satanic ritual unparalleled in human history. Some of you scientists and military doctors, you have no idea. Your information has been compartmentalized. You have been only given bits and pieces. You have no idea of the secret power of lawlessness that is operating and operating influence so supernatural, so beyond you. You have no idea how to detect that presence. Only by the Spirit of God, only by the authority that is found in the pre-existent, eternal, once incarnated, now resurrected, ascended, and coming again, Christ. Have you never heard? Has it never come across your ears that God so loved the world that he gave his monogenesis? His monogenesis. On the cross where Jesus died, there's where you find justice. There's where you find judgment. There's where you find both the exposure of the depths of sin, Satan, and death, and the destruction of all three. Here's where we find a doorway to the transformation of humanity, the immortality, and the embrace of the infinite in the most relational ways. So many of you doctors and so many of you individuals that have done these high crimes, you were children once, you played in a backyard, you ate your porridge, you done, you know, school, you were a child. Who has bewitched you? Damned are your high crimes. Seen and recorded and piled up are your sins. And outside of Christ, you shall find nothing to handle the psychological, moral, spiritual guilt that burns in the soul that God gave you. Page 198, G.H. Estabrooks, hailed as a great psychiatrist, damned to hell his wickedness is. Quote, he says, we mentioned the concept of multiple personality in chapter 5, and we pointed out the fact that in some cases, these personalities can be totally unlike one another. As seen in the case, and he mentions a couple names here, Angel and Sally. He mentions the cases in which personalities were used in crimes and then hidden and then the cover-up, and that no criminologist and interrogation can get to the facts of the case. Quote, he says again, page 198, we further pointed out that multiple personality could be both caused and cured by hypnotism. Well, not only can it be caused, and hundreds of personalities layered, tapped into a laptop computer, known triggers, abilities, powers, all those kinds of things implanted, programmed into the personalities. Listen to what he says again. Remember that war is a grim business. Remember that war is a grim business. A grim business. No, it isn't. It's a slaughter of human life in which Lucifer himself, once bound during the millennium, not one war shall break out. Not one human being shall fall to the sword, to the bullet, to the explosion, to the terrorism of war. Yes, war is a grim business. In a fallen world, yes, there has to be nations in which God himself will use them to put down evil. You read Romans 13, God only ordains the state to do good, to commend what is good, and to bear the sword on evil in the biblical context. Once you begin to decide what evil is, then you try to take the place of God. You try to take the place of God. You try to take, you know, his place and judge. You make, you know, your laws become higher than God's laws. And you are damned for doing so. And you've done just what the anointed cherub did in Ezekiel 28. He goes on to say, suppose we deliberately set up that condition of multiple personality to further the ends of military intelligence. Look at this revelation, my friends. Look at this revelation that the doctor put in his book, Hypnotism, first published in 1943, when the military was doing anything and everything it could to gain advantage. Except come before the feet of God and seek God and be righteous. The angels of God that are righteous, they fear no defeat. But those who have taken in the Luciferian lie and have skirted real ethical issues. Estabrooks, again I quote, remember that war is a grim business. Suppose we deliberately, he's confessing there, suppose we deliberately set up that condition of multiple personality to further the ends of military intelligence. You know what he's saying back there in 1943? You know what he's saying back there is that that is already being done. And from that point, the projects continued to take those children in, to take the children of military soldiers, to take the children and steal them in society, missing children, to take those children and have breeders give children to the military so that multiple personalities, the splitting, bonding, and then programming of those personalities using higher levels of technique, when it comes to hypnotism. Estabrooks goes on to talking about how hypnotism can be used in planting spies. I'm going to mention a few of these things that he talks about. He talks about that in creating a super spy on page 200 of his book. He talks about in the case, or rather type of case, we will use hypnotism to induce multiple personality. Is it unethical? He has in his book with a question mark. Is it unethical? Duh! Is it unethical? Yes, it is, you idiot. Yes, it is, you idiotic scientists who have breached. If you don't know ethics, then you are nothing more, nothing less than Mengele and the Nazi criminals. Is it unethical? Yes. Listen to what he said. I quote, is it unethical? Perhaps. But science merely states the facts. You lying. Wicked. You know what he's saying here? Here's where the justification comes in for all of you. All of you in the military. All of you in that science. All of you who've been doing these things. Those of you who are victims, this is the kind of ethical stance they took. Is it unethical? Perhaps. But science merely states the facts. No, science is the pouring out of what human beings have discovered. And you can clearly have your science invaded demonically. Your science can clearly be unethical. Is it science that created the tools that jam itself up inside the womb of a young girl and crush the skull of a human fetus at 5 months old, only to destroy that life and see its little human spirit depart and go before God who gave it? Damn the liars. Damn the unethical. They've aided and abetted the damnation of souls and their own. Blood is on their head. Souls of men and women are on their head. And God has not forgotten. Only under the incredible mercy of Christ, only under this far-reaching, incredible mercy of God, the mercy of God in Christ outshines and dances over the darkest and most horrific of evil there is. There is no evil that can advance itself over the tip and top of the blood of Christ at the cross of Christ. The grace of God superabounds, and because of that, you can be forgiven. And because of that, God wills to forgive you at this time. But you reject His grace. You trample the blood of the Son of God. There is only... I mean, you read it yourself. You read it yourself. Pick up that Bible that you have discarded. Pick up that Word of God that is not changed and is unalterable. You can burn it, you can ban it, but you can't. You can't! You can't. Not in the sight of God. It has continued to this day. Nero couldn't do it. Hitler can't do it. You know, you're not going to be able to do it. The Antichrist will not be able to do it. The Word of God is indestructible. The body of Christ, indestructible. The nation of Israel, indestructible. Because Jesus Christ, the eternal Christ, God in human flesh, indestructible. But you're destructible. You perpetrators are destructible. Take a read in 2 Thessalonians chapter 1. Take a read in the first chapter. Take a read. It's talking about you. It's talking about you. Some of the uses in their creation of a super spy. I mean, it's right on page 200. Right on page 200 of G.H. Estabrook's book, Hypnotism. He uses it. He titles it Super Spy. So now 60-some years later, we're reading on this side where they've created hundreds of thousands into the millions that they wanted to create soldiers and super spies. Let's go back now over 60 years. Let's go back now over 60 years and begin to talk about some of the uses that they had for some of these super spies that they created. I quote again out of page 202. Once again, Estabrook says, people would have a great advantage over the ordinary informers. Convinced of their own innocence, they would play the fifth column role with the utmost sincerity. And as mentioned before, this conviction of innocence would probably be their greatest protection. Again, if suspected, no one could obtain from them any useful information. Because they've been used in reconnaissance. Because they've been used not only in reconnaissance, you know, in gaining information, they're also, he mentions here, going to be used in disinformation. They're going to be sent, just like they've been sent into churches, law enforcement agencies, just like they've been sent out there in the public and even written books. Programmed personalities have even written books. Programmed personalities have even put out disinformation. Disinformation has this characteristic. I mean, disinformation to the enemy. I mean, to give the enemy disinformation is to literally, you know, outwit them in warfare. And it could be understood why that principle is going to be used. Deceit in warfare has always been used. Not on God's side. God doesn't need the deceit. He doesn't need to use the Luciferian tactics, the Luciferian ethics. He doesn't need to use the laws of Luciferian, you know, infiltration, disinformation. He doesn't need to use those. God uses truth. God uses truth all the time. God cannot lie. God doesn't play those games. Let me read again on page 202, the very bottom. A further extension of this same proposal would carry the war into the enemy's country. Into Cuba, in this case. These subjects would be admirable for planting, quote, planting in the enemy army with a view to obtaining information. or even for the ends of civilian sabotage. You know what I believe that is? The precursors to the Black Awakening. The idea of having these who are hypnotized or have a second personality created in them that are going to be used in sabotaging, you know, the enemy, in sabotaging society, in sabotaging government, in sabotaging law enforcement. Back over 60 years ago, the principle of what we now know of in the Black Awakening, when the super soldiers who don't even know, they are amnesic, they don't even know what's inside them, they don't even know how they're going to be used, but when they are activated and the other personalities pop up in all their energized, quote, energized, you know, empowerment, that programming will lead them to bring about the greatest destruction. It will bring about deaths inside law enforcement, military, government, churches, society, places all throughout the United States, the UK, probably Australia and Canada also. But this is what Esther Brooks, you know, this CIA buddy, this CIA operative, this scientist within Sidney Gottlieb knew this, and Orne and West and all the rest of those, and those who formed the False Memory Syndrome Foundation there in Philadelphia. It's there now. You can go there. I mean, it was the CIA Nazi trained mind control specialists that helped develop this very institution that is fighting the victims who are coming out with the real stories and the evidences. And we pray together. Listen, victims, I'm praying, and we've been doing this for, we're praying. We got many people out there now praying that God will bring uncontested evidence, that God will visit the perpetrators, that God will break their vaults, break their caves, break their second basements, break through into their labs, break through into their secret places, bust their microbursts, and bring about uncontested evidence. God knows what they have done. He really does. Payday someday. Redemption now. Nothing later. This is what Esterbrook says concerning super spies being trained way back 60-some years ago. It is impossible, I quote, it is impossible to detect men who have been prepared for espionage work by this method. He says on in page 203, for instance, suppose the enemy places one of these men in an American military intelligence organization numbering, let's say, 1,000. What is Esterbrook's revealing here? Is he revealing the fears of the military men back in the late 40s? Is he revealing the fears of what would be done? Maybe the Russians who also pulled in this, you know, they think they scarfed in all this information. Russia, the United States, England, European countries, you know, they sucked in all this information thinking that they got the high science of the Germans. They think they got the high science and military application of hypnotism and the creation of multiple personalities and the application to create spies and assassins and super soldiers. They think that they have grabbed a hold of something that made them superior, when all they have done is to advance the Luciferian cause that shall reveal itself in Revelation 19:19. What they have learned are all the precursors. What they have learned is the preparation for Revelation 19:19. Here's what he says concerning these spies. The right hand literally does not know what the left hand is doing, and no one would be more surprised than himself to discover that he was the blackest of spies. So many of you who've been used this way as spies, you who've been used in the military, you who've been used right now, some of you where your sleeper has awoken, with some of you who have come to know that they've lied to you, cheated, they've done everything else, but you've been trapped, you've been caught, the handlers continue to activate and to hold you back and to threaten your families and whatever else. You know, you've been sold out, man. Your soul has been sold out. Your mind has been sold out. They've used you as a commodity, as a trifling portion, as Esterbrook says. a trifling portion. It's not how God sees you. When Jesus died on the cross and cried out, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do," Jesus loved you. Jesus cares about you. The power of God in Christ, bore and wielded at that cross, can restore you. Restore all the totality of human personality. Restore the years that have been stolen against you. God has immortality. And the ultimate, listen, advancement of the human race is found in the salvation that was bore at that old rugged cross. You study the concepts theologically of glorification and the coming human race. You study that and you see the reality. The counterfeit is in the Luciferian desire. The Luciferian desire that was exhibited in the search for the Aryan God-man and the blood of the Nephilim. Let me read a little bit more here in Estabrooks just to tell you again some of the things. I quote on page 204. "So a synthetic hypnotic spy with a dual personality is extremely hard to detect." Well, that's true. That's true when many of these have been sent into every place. Listen, to this date, millions of them have been assigned and planted in all portions of American society. They're in the Treasury Department, they're in the government, they're there in the White House, they're there in the Pentagon, they're everywhere. The black side of military, the Luciferian side, have planted them everywhere. And the agenda continues to roll with orders given from the blackest of hell's, you know, throne room. In the one we are about to describe, we need to make no attempt to split the personality, largely because there is no ethical conflict involved. You lying toad, you lying son of hell. There is no ethical conflict involved. Are you God, Estabrooks? Are you speaking now as God with an absolute that there is no ethical conflict involved in the brainwashing of a human mind, in the use? Have you seen the victims? Have you seen them cry? Have you seen them try to find their identity? Have you seen them try to find freedom? Have you seen them weep over how their body, their brain, their sexual organs have been used? Damn you, Estabrooks, you liar! No ethical conflict involved. I can just see Mengele saying this very same thing. I can just see Hitler's satanic grin smiling over the verbiage of such a duped American scientist, psychologist, psychiatrist, mind specialist operating in U.S. military. Page 206 in Estabrooks. 206. "There is always the possibility of sabotage, which with another cases we will now mention, does not require quite as elaborate a technique as that used with our super spy." He talks about sabotage being part of the product of this type of hypnotism, this type of splitting and creation. He talks about on page 207, then there is this question of obtaining information, the ability to obtain information. We've had them come to us many times over the years. We've had infiltrators come to us at our church in Shatter's organization, and it was all about gaining information, giving disinformation, some of them even acting like a victim. Acting like a poor, pitiful victim, all the while they're there to obtain information, sabotage an organization. They're right now inside of counseling centers, sabotaging. They're right now, waiting in the police department and other places for that day of activation comes. They're going to have to sabotage the weapons room. They're going to have to sabotage bases. They're going to have to sabotage, and do what they need to do to raise, the American society as is, to be able to flatten it and disembowel it in order for a regime change to take place. He talks about on page 209 that these super spies, created with other alter personalities and the use of hypnotism, that they would be there to spread false information. On page 210, he talks about them being used to transmit information without interception. Transmit information without interception. We've learned that they use all kinds of old languages also. You can train some of those personalities to write some of the old Pictish languages. They clearly understand encryption, ciphers, so forth. They can also use these kind of super spies to carry documentation. Now listen, the documentation is in the minds of the sub-personalities. They're not carrying a file. They're not even carrying a disk. They're carrying it all in the mind of the personality. That then will take it to where the destination is. That personality will be triggered and be able to give out all the information, all the documentation, all of the secret messaging. And according to Esther Brooks, nobody else can intercept or get that information or take that information. So the super spy can be used that way. Some of you victims have been used that way in Russia, in Germany, and other nations of the world. You've been used that way. That's why you know Russian. That's why you know Punjabi. That's why you know all these other languages. You've been used that way. Some of you are surprised to realize that inside of you, you don't know how you learned, you know, you don't know how you learned these languages, but they're all there. And you got to keep praying and asking God to take you and literally, you know, bring up the past. God knows all the memories. He knows how to get to all the memories. There's nothing they can do to make you amnesiac from God. There's nothing they can do to make their sins, their crimes, their brainwashing, their use of you amnesiac in the sight of God. Everything is uncovered and laid bare before the eyes of Him to whom we must give account. Esther Brooks continues on page 212. We must face reality. It is obviously impossible to hypnotize every man of the armed forces of the United States. So let us concentrate on one special group. He mentions the pilots of the Air Force. He applies this, and I quote again, the same applies to every other branch of service. Whatever branch, you can only get a few in each branch. Here again is the precursor to the agenda. Here he's spelling out what the real agenda was back then. To place in all the areas of military, in all the areas of government, that they would have trained super spies in all these areas. They would plant them and have been planting them. Some of them now are in their, you know, 50s and late 50s. Some of you victims that are listening to this are in your mid 50s. And you've only, some of you have only recovered beats, you know, just pieces, bits and pieces of all that has been done to you. I'm going to close the book on G.H. Esther Brooks. Maybe there's a relative that'll get a hold of this broadcast and come to terms with what information is still out there and decides that they want to, you know, bring it all out. Maybe there are some that know everything. Man, you know every single thing that has been done, everything that has gone on, and you know you have to tell. You know you have to come out with it. You know you got to seek God for forgiveness and washing and cleansing of your sin. You know that you have only one place where you're going to find forgiveness. And the victims who have died and gone to heaven, they stand on the side of God, of Christ. He alone can forgive your sins. He also alone holds you accountable to everything you've said, everything you've done. There is no secret. There is no hiding. so many of the perpetrators like Esterbrooks coming close to their death, they want to tell so bad. They want to tell on their dying deathbed what they've done, what's being done. They want to tell the agenda. They want to share the information of the Black Awakening. This is Russ Dizdar, ShatterTheDarkness.net on the web.